This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn and Shaoning. Now, as Malaysia slowly eases its coronavirus restrictions, Malaysian stores appear to be slashing prices to lure wary shoppers back in. Now, stores reopened last week after the government allowed most businesses and industries to operate again after 2 months, but strict health procedures, as well as a fear of infection, mean that pre-pandemic sales are still rather elusive.
So to entice shoppers in, shops are offering steep discounts to generate sales. And to give us some insight into this and the state of the retail sector, we have on the line with us Datuk Sri Gary Chua, President of the Malaysian Retail Chain Association. Morning, Datuk. I just want to ask, how have sales been so far? Now, which part of retail do you see being particularly weak?
Sales have so far been lull and very slow. Online, of course, has helped. One of our members, Sanhing, has dropped only about by 50%. The rest, I dare not say so. Except the grocer and hypermarket, they have scored, sales has gone up by more than 20% or more. And fast food, even fast food has gone down by 40 to 50%, like Mary Brown, etc. No? And the rest of the F&B, of course, is even less than 30%, despite having online sales as well. And JD like sports and JD sports like and fashion as well, they're also suffering the similar fate. And this will not help in the sense of like for delivery, Grab and Panda are charging 30% to all the F&B outlets. You see? Mm. So this has also aggravated the situation in the sense of it's no win situation. You know? Mm. Even you do online, you have your sales, but you can't make any margins just to cover some basic costs. You see? And so far, there's no revenge spending like Bangkok, is it? So we hope there'll be some drastic actions by the government, also the malls. We have to work together with the retailers to spur spending and also give more confidence. Is it? Probably people are still having reservation to go out, is it?
So, Datuk Sri, the government's requirement that businesses implement a set of standard operating procedures. Let's talk a little bit about that. Has that been a hindrance to retail businesses at this point?
SOP, I think it's a new norm. After the lifting of the MCO, things can never be the same again. Personally, I feel that the temperature scanning, sanitizing, washing hands regularly, I think these are good practice for hygiene, you see. But distancing will reduce, of course, the traffic flow by at least 50% by either standing or sitting capacity, you see. The biggest challenge will be, will the government and the landlord help to defray the rental costs, you see, as sales have to be justified with to cover all these costs. And that this is one of the biggest challenges. Other challenges also will include, for example, besides the rental, we also look forward to some kind landlords like Sunway, Mid Valley, and Bangsa Village. I think they have given up to about 70% or so, and also based on sales. So these are some of the landlords have helped some of the retail. I think that is very good. We have to give credit. And bank loans is not helping too much because so far there's only about 20,000 been approved. But for SME and retailers, probably there'll be 500,000 or so struggling, need all this financing, you see. And currently the government has run short of budget and we are requesting the government to give more money to pump into the economy. Because now we are talking about cash flow. Many people may have a lot of assets, but there's no cash flow, you see. So this is very important. And statutories as well, the government should freeze all statutories, like example, EPF, income tax, you know, SSP, even assessments. And this to make sure there's more cash going to the economy. Everyone have to sacrifice and do their little part. Otherwise, it cannot be a win-win situation. And of course, salary will form one of the biggest components as well. These are some of the areas that retail and SMEs are facing. So we need to really overcome all these challenges with the support and help of both the government, the landlords, and of course the staff as well. And not forgetting the supply chain. So we have to restructure payments by all the suppliers as well.
And Dato Sri, do we have any idea in terms of how many jobs are potentially at risk if retail actually, you know, we do see some closure of retail stores? Do we have any sense of how many jobs are potentially at risk, you know, if retail continues to decline?
Currently, the official figure, they're talking about 500,000. I feel that there'll be definitely much more than 1 million because those self-employed probably have all gone because self-employed and many of those are day works and part-timers or even those without proper documents, they probably have all been unemployed by now, is it? And easily, based on survey, even FMM, the Manufacturing and SME Corporation, and many other associations and bodies, even Malaysia Employees Federation, they expected at least 30% of the staff or the people will be waived off. You look at SME and retail alone, probably employ more than 10 million out of the total employment population of about 16 to 17 million, because a lot of figures are not computed, especially those without permits, you see. So we need to have a very aggressive value for money, marketing campaign by the malls and also probably the government, you know, and such as free parking, high level and hygiene. And there must be value buy. I believe a lot of consumers will come out again. Let's say we have value buy. For example, the 11-11, you see, last year alone, Alibaba online has a score from 38 billion. So that also shows that people have propensity to spend. But despite the lockdown, I believe if, let's say, we can do all these concerted efforts together, we can draw back the crowd. At the same time, you see, Malaysia is still the safest country in ASEAN. You look at probably Asia. Look at our fatality rates and the affected rates is so low. It's only about 1%, you know, or so on the fatality rate. And basically, this comes from the religious gathering and imported cases. So generally, the public is very safe, actually, in Malaysia. Except, of course, the young and the weak and vulnerable, I wouldn't encourage them to, you know, to be exposed, you know.
But Dato Sri, I mean, realistically, if we turn back to retailers, you know, the movement control orders and COVID-19 are also kind of hastening the fact that retailers have to pursue an omni-channel model in order to survive. So have we seen a marked shift towards that?
Yes, of course. You see, the MCO has hastened the speed and growth and usage, wider usage of online, you see. You see, for retail to survive long term, definitely you have to have both online and offline. Yeah? This is the new trend, not only in China, but also in the US. And you look at across the board, you look at today, Amazon and has gone up sales tremendously. Even all those online companies like Netflix and even Microsoft, you know. And Walmart has gone into online. Today in the US is the most click on online, link and platform, is it? So, and of course, this would have given them a big score. But in Malaysia, we are still pretty small. In terms of digital, we are still about 5% of the GDP. So that shows that we have a lot of room for improvement. And so online will be the future. People should look at it. This would actually spur a lot of sales because people also want to go for convenience and the habit of it. Previously, it was basically centered on the millennials. But now you can see the older folks are, in a way, forced to use more Zoom and even online to purchase whatever you want.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dato Sri. That was Dato Sri Gary Chua, president of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association. And I think the point he made there where digital used to be the province of the young. Now, with the MCO and, you know, a lack of other available options, you do see that hurdle of fear being overcome. And I know a lot of relatives and friends who, once they realize how easy it is to, say, order your groceries online, it becomes such an entrenched habit. They're like, oh, you know, how can I don't need to go back to the previous way of doing things. I can just click a few buttons and then the groceries will arrive between this and this time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge. And I mean, for some things, even more challenging. So food, yes, you can do omni-channel. But some you know, how does it replace the experience of shopping, which is part of that whole fun thing, right? We used to do it so much in Malaysia. Go to a mall, hang out, eat some F&B, buy
trying
some groceries.
Trying on clothes.
Yeah, trying on clothes. You can't do that anymore. So I think it's going to be the new normal. How are shops going to evolve, right? Even before this, they were already struggling. In the US, we have seen a lot of bankruptcies. JCPenney's facing one, Neiman Marcus, Barney's all said goodbye. I think, you know, how many more to come?
Yeah, I think that is the question. And how many will be able to make this transition into implementing omnichannel strategies, into properly going digital? That does remain to be seen. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news bulletin for you. And after that, we're heading into the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Raymond Gunn, CEO of Kellington Group Berhad. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.